Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, we have the, some markets in green. For the first week thus far, anyway, it appears we're going to get higher closes in beans, corn, and wheat. Now, the wheat market is being led, or is leading the way, I should say, mainly because of weather, the biggest concern. On the Minneapolis, we have May Minneapolis wheat up 21 cents. That's because the concerns are, one, tight supplies for Minneapolis spring wheat, and also the concerns of planting delays, not getting that crop in on time, and the fear that it may be delayed because of lots of snow and the possibility of flooding. Then you have the KC wheat, which has endured the cold temperatures and freezing this week. And I suspect by Sunday night, Monday, we're going to hear lots of reports of just how bad it looks. And while some of it may have not looked too special before that, it was still alive. And then we look at the Chicago wheat. And, of course, Chicago wheat's got the concerns of too much rain maybe in Indiana, Ohio, and the Tennessee River Valley. And that, of course, would in time lead to some quality issues. But then on top of that, soft red wheat is also the one that seems to be garnering the attention of Chinese demand. So that said, the wheat market looks like it's headed for a nice week next week. The corn market is being pulled along. But on the same token, there's good demand up front for old crop corn, and there's not much moving. So that's helping the cause. But again, the forecasts on the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day saying that basically talking about below to much below normal temps, along with some precip, is not the right recipe for trying to get that crop in on time. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.